Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is Tales from the Tub.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
It's Sunday, September 21st, 2014, and this is Sunday Brunch. Today, welcome autumn. The day after the day that I walk out the front door and the air is crisp, with just a hint of the autumn days ahead, I put cinnamon in my coffee. Betsy Cañas Garman. I don't know author Ellen Hildebrand personally, but her Nantucket novels are some of my favorite summer reads, and I've been following her Facebook page for a while. All this month she's been reminding herself, and her readers, that September is still summer, by doing one summery thing every day. Having been born in mid-August, I have a special relationship with summer, as, for me, it marks the start of my year. The thing is, though, my favorite season is autumn. So while I don't disagree with Ms. Hildebrand, after all the autumnal equinox doesn't occur until Monday evening, for me, the days from my birthday to the equinox are less high summer and more pre-fall. As a fan of fall, you might think that I indulged in a pumpkin spice latte on the first day they were available. You would be wrong. As much as I love autumn, I don't like to rush it. I like to spend the end of August and the first chunk of September in a gentle flirtation with fall. Here in Texas, that's easier to do than it is for people where seasons are more distinct from each other. We get to linger in summer's gentle embrace with high temperatures in the 80s and 90s, while still letting fall tease us with overnight lows in the high 60s and low 70s. We get to spend all day in shirt sleeves and then come home and put on pajamas. We get to have our afternoon swim in the pool and still enjoy a long, luxurious soak in the bathtub after dark. For me, autumn doesn't necessarily begin with cinnamon in my coffee. I do that all year, but with the annual purchase of a harvest-themed Yankee candle, the replenishing of my bath products, I may own stock in Lush by this time next year, and the switching of my decor. The summer wreath on my front door will be replaced by something involving dried leaves, multicolored corn, and brightly colored sunflowers. The dining table will play host to a bowl of knotty, knobby gourds. I will change out the placemats and gradually bring my autumn and Halloween pieces into the house. A pumpkin here, a votive holder shaped like a haunted forest there. By the time October is in full bloom, I will be living amidst an orange, gold, and russet glow, reveling in slightly heavier, but still healthy, foods, and rising earlier in the morning because, contrary to the sloughing off that Mother Nature does at this time of year, for me, crisp weather brings renewed creativity, and something about lamplit mornings and the quiet communion with the autumn sunrise stirs the deepest parts of my writerly soul. In truth, it's begun already. My go-to writing snack this week has been tart apples and sharp cheddar cheese rather than the bowls of berries or melon that I've nibbled all summer. I'm buying red potatoes, orange yams, and deep purple beets and using heavier spices. Welcome autumn. Cinnamon coffee, salted mochas, crunching leaves, earlier evenings, pumpkin everything, cooler skies, and hot baths are the world's gifts to me. But don't worry, I love to share. This piece can be read at All Things Girl, www.allthingsgirl.org. I'll be right back with the formal credits for this week's show, but first, a bath while you listen to this trailer for the most recent episode of The Doctor Chronicles, brought to you by Gypsy Audio, which can be found at gypsyaudio.org.
Mr. Ruby, I presume.
Really, Doctor?
What? It's a classic.
I'm sorry. Do I know you?
You don't, but we've heard of you. I'm the Doctor, and this is Briggs. And here are our credentials. There's been a small thing I've always wanted to know.
What? You're admitting there are things you don't know?
If I can kill the invading alien, I'll be a hero. Everyone will know my name. kids will learn about me in classrooms for years to come. I'll be famous.
More bloodshed isn't the way.
It does not matter. This happens, as it always happens, as it was always meant to happen.
No!
What exactly happened to John F. Kennedy Jr.?
The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and, unless otherwise expressly stated, is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International License. The show is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock application for iPad. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mevio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. For show notes, links, and contact information, visit me at www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Melissa, spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub.